Well, we're here to talk about National Community Development Week, which the City of Bryan will be celebrating next week, April 21st through the 25th, and it's the 40th anniversary of the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Oh, okay. All right. And again, it's a block grant, like as it says, but you chip off little pieces and you help a lot of people, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Basically, throughout the whole nation, cities that get the block grant program are doing different events during the week to help celebrate and to educate the public about the programs and to let everybody know about the projects that we do and how we leverage the dollars and how we work with our partners.
Right. Now, I don't know, historically, do you have any kind of a timeline as to when Bryan really started getting significant block grant money and how it was used then as opposed to how it's used now?
We started getting the block grant when it first started.
Okay.
And so our city applied, just like many cities across the nation. And the national objectives, the things that you have to do, the people that you serve, have always remained consistent. Basically, when it began, though, it was primarily targeted to housing programs.
Okay.
And then throughout the years, they've made a few little adjustments so it would be more flexible. And so each city could basically determine what type of programs that they wanted and who they wanted to fund. So it expanded from primarily housing programs to a funding source for our local nonprofits. We're the second largest funder in the city and in the community, along with the City of College Station. We do a joint process for that. And economic development. So if you're job creating through the type of project that you're doing and those jobs are created for low and moderate income people, you could do economic development. You could do infrastructure where you could improve playgrounds in a low and moderate income area. And so throughout the years, we have provided different types of programs just depending on what's going on with our community. Although within our city in Bryan, we do have a large need for housing. And so we have continued to provide a lot of concentration in that area. But I do think there's a lot of difference from the previous years because now more than ever, we rely on our partners, our volunteers, those groups that are willing to put out the sweat equity and to help us make our dollar go a little bit further. So it's all about that next week.
Well, and also I would think, too, you're administering the program. It's not that you're out searching for people in need, and so those organizations are able to find you some people in need that you might not have been able to identify before.
That's true. That's very true. We do have, we don't do a lot of advertising. We're well known and with the people that need the programs and our nonprofits and our partners. We do talk and collaborate a lot about what's needed, and how we could best use those dollars in our different community. We do have a few, activities that I would like to talk about.
Sure.
Next Tuesday, I think that's April 22nd, we're having a community development contractors breakfast. A thank you to all those contractors who have worked so hard, to provide a competitive bid for some of our housing projects. Later on, we're going to have a tour of both Bryan and College Station projects. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, we will have a thank you lunch to all of our partners, our nonprofits, Habitat, United Way, Brazos Valley Affordable Housing, Brazos Valley Council of Governments, both of the cities. It'll be a co-hosted lunch event and really just a tremendous thank you to everybody in the community. I just cannot express my thanks to all the many different groups, the different churches that work with us. I think we just have that type of community. On Wednesday night, we also will have an open event for the general public. It'll be a public meeting hosted by our Community Development Advisory Committee. And there again, a celebration of what we do in our community and a thank you and give the public an opportunity to speak out about community needs.
Sure. Well, okay, if they want some more information, what do they do?
They can call 979-209-5175.
Okay, we'll do it. Thank you, Elsie.
Thank you.
You've had Elsie Bond here this morning from the City of Bryan.